April 5, 2023, Venus, Mercury, and Mars shine brightly from the western sky after sundown. The pink moon shines brightly all night. Chart caption, Venus and Mercury, March 3, 2018. By Jeffrey L. Hunt. Chicago, Illinois, sunrise, 6:27 a.m. CDT, sunset, 7:20 p.m. CDT. Check local sources for sunrise and sunset times for your location. Times are calculated by the U.S. Naval Observatory's MICA computer program. Here is today's planet forecast. Morning sky. Chart caption, 2023, April 5, the moon and Spica are in the western sky after sunset. The bright moon, 99% illuminated, is about 10 degrees up in the western sky an hour before sunrise. It is less than 20 degrees to the lower right of Spica, Virgo's brightest star. Chart caption, 2023, April 5, at 45 minutes before sunrise, Saturn is low in the east-southeast. Saturn is visible at this hour, but easier to see as twilight progresses. 15 minutes later, the ringed wonder is over 7 degrees above the east-southeast horizon, becoming easier to see each morning. If you are looking for it, find a clear horizon looking in its direction. Evening sky. Chart caption, 2023, April 5, Venus and Mercury are in the western sky after sundown. Jupiter continues to move toward solar conjunction in less than a week with a reappearance in the morning sky, later next month. The Jovian giant is lost in bright twilight, setting only 19 minutes after the sun. Chart caption, 2023, April 1 to April 22, Venus moves from Aries into Taurus, passing the Pleiades and the Hyades. Brilliant Venus and Mercury are putting on displays in the western sky after sundown. Venus is over 25 degrees above the horizon at 45 minutes after sunset. The planet is 6.9 degrees below the Pleiades star cluster, and they snugly fit into the same binocular field of view. The evening star moves into Taurus in two evenings and passes closest to the cluster on the 10th. Look for Sirius in the south-southwest. The brightest planet, Venus, and the brightest star, Sirius, are at about the same altitude, height above the horizon. Mercury, over 20 degrees to the lower right of Venus, is over 8 degrees above the west-northwest horizon. It is beginning its best evening appearance of the year. The planet seems to hug the sun, and when the solar system is favorably tilted compared to the horizon, it reaches its highest points around 10 degrees above the horizon during spring evenings, then again during autumn mornings. Beginning in two evenings and lasting through the 15th, the planet sets at least 100 minutes after sundown, placing it about 10 degrees above the horizon. Chart caption, 2023, April 5, look for Mars near Castor's Hill after sundown. Mars is over 25 degrees to the upper left of Venus, with the brilliant planet closing the gap to the red planet about 1 degree each evening. Mars is two-thirds of the way from the horizon to overhead, above the west-southwest horizon. It is near Castor's Hill, Tejat Posterior. With the distance to our planet rapidly increasing, the planet continues to dim. It is now slightly brighter than Castor and Pollux, above it. Chart caption, 2023, March 26 to April 5, Mars moves through the same binocular field with Propus and Messier 35, M35. Through a binocular, find the planet and the star cluster, Messier 35, M35 on the chart, to its lower right. Chart caption, 2023, April 5, at 90 minutes after sunset, the bright moon is above Spica. 90 minutes after sundown, find the bright moon 20 degrees up in the east-southeast and 9.3 degrees above Spica. The moon is officially at the full phase at 11:34 p.m. CDT. This moon's full phase is known as the pink moon. It rises over 30 minutes after the sun sets. Find the moon and Spica in the western sky before sunrise after their all-night western journey.